Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George.
My name is Tom Taylor. I am 65 years old. Well, Chelsea Bundy, when I first met her, I'm guessing we're talking probably around 87 or 88, was a little three-year-old. She was with her family at a family outing. They were in a newly developed area that didn't have houses in yet, but a lot of the other curbs and gutters and things were in. Several of her cousins and so on had three-wheeler motorbikes around. They were running around on this open area. One of these cousins drove it up over a little mound of dirt and down onto a sidewalk, and little Chelsea was standing in front of a fire hydrant, and he hit her dead on right against the fire hydrant. Her father had been an officer for the college security force and had EMT training. Scooped her up in his arms and left for the hospital. The father and uncle broke a lot of speed limits getting to the hospital that day. As she arrived at the hospital, she was unconscious and very pale, and her little tummy was starting to swell because there was some internal bleeding. The emergency room doctor felt like she probably was not going to survive. In the meantime, I work in the laboratory at the hospital, and I happened to be on duty at that point. We went to the emergency room to obtain specimens from her, and weren't able to obtain any blood from her veins because they were pretty well collapsed. We did stick her finger enough to get a blood type out of her, and she was O negative. The doctor and parents were in the conversation about what are we going to do, and a doctor that works here that was brand new, a general surgeon, happened to walk through the ER and overheard the conversation and looked in on her and said, "Oh, come on, she's just a kid. We got to do something." And so the decision was made that they'd try to take her to surgery and see if they could find out how badly she was hurt internally. So we did type her and looked at our blood supply on the shelf, and we had 10 units of blood available. I realized that we probably would not be able to fully treat her with the 10 units of blood that we had on the shelf if she had a major artery broken inside. I called the pathologist and told her that the situation we were in, and she reluctantly gave her permission if we would only draw donors that had donated recently because of the infectious disease testing that those donors had on them in a recent... And interestingly enough, our first donor that arrived was our lab supervisor, who was O negative. She walked in and said, "Where do you want me?" And we just pointed to the donor bed. And the second one in was one of our physicians, who also was O negative. I know that when we asked for blood donors, we tried to call people in that we knew and wouldn't accept anyone else. And someone got a hold of the radio station, and we had an 18-wheeler pull off the interstate. Guy came in and wanted to donate. We had the EMTs from our ambulance service came in and helped to screen the donors and to take care of some of those responsibilities, which was a huge help. In the meantime, in surgery, and they opened up her little belly and found that a major mesenteric artery had been torn from her aorta. And, of course, that's a pretty big hole in your circulation. And so they commenced fixing that, got it back together, and they were going through blood all this time. And about the time they got that vessel reattached and firmly in place, the fresh whole blood started getting to her. And fresh whole blood has some very good qualities to stop bleeding. And as they moved her out of the OR into the recovery area, the anesthesia got a little bit light on her, and she started struggling and started flailing around, and she actually tore her arterial line out of her wrist in all the fighting, and they had to put that back, but everybody was really glad to see that they had a fighter on their hands. Little Chelsea continued to get better, and a day or two later, somebody brought her a big lollipop that was about 3 inches in diameter, set it by the bedside, and I don't know if that was a kind thing to do because she couldn't have anything to eat. She says, "Can we move the sucker just a little closer to me?" So then was, "Can I hold it? Do you think it would hurt if I took one lick?"
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.